are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
I told him that we're back about.
Did you start?
Hi. Hey, y'all.
Welcome back to the show.
Oh my God, it's that show, the one with the two boys.
2 days early.
Aren't you guys moist and salivating and horny and hard for it?
We thought it would be better to drop early since everybody's going to be preoccupied this weekend. And, you know, I know the other girls are taking their little Thanksgiving break, so that means more ears real over bitches, here.
Real bitches don't stop working. We work harder while y'all sleeping, bitches. Huh?
Now, wait a minute. We need to sleep.
No, we don't. Sleep is for the dumb or the dead. I mean dead, not dumb.
I would say how was your week, but it hasn't even been a full week since I last heard from you on this program. But what have you been up to?
Staying out of the way. I almost quit my job today. Yay me. So I told them I was leaving and that was that. And I put my shit up and I left.
So did you quit?
No, I just told her I was leaving for today. She didn't want to let me use my PTO or whatever. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll just leave. I don't have to get paid.
Wow.
Wrong bitch, right situation.
I guess that's what it's like working for the man. Can't wait till that shit is over with.
I hate working for other people. I legit, like me and my friend, me and my best friend Tara, we were talking about it. And we were just like, yeah, we have a 1-year plan to be CEOs. So I don't know how the fuck it's going to happen or who the fuck I'm going to have to sleep with. Like, I'm totally willing to go the Julia Fox route at this point and just like, you know, I was with Kanye because I wanted him to leave Kim alone. That's all. Like, when he was with me, it was totally normal. That's what I want. I want them to leave me the fuck alone. I would do whatever it takes. I will sacrifice whatever. I am committed to like never having to work for another person again. Like, who dick do I have to suck to get this accomplished? Trump? I mean, that's where I draw the line at, but everyone else, free game.
Depending on the check, Trump might could get some neck.
I just don't think it would be enjoyable. And I know while I'm sucking his dick the whole time, he'll be calling me a nigger. He'll be calling me a nigger the whole time too. Like, I have a little moral decency. Just a tad.
I don't know if he'll say the N-word, but he'll definitely be like, look at my little African-American.
Look at my little African-American with this.
Speaking of Julia Fox, I just saw and dick. She said Kanye's dick was thick and massive.
It's so fat and juicy. It is just, it's a good slab of meat. When his pictures originally leaked, I was obsessed. Like, it was like, oh my God, I love you. And your dick is big and juicy and succulent.
I've ever seen it. I can't recall.
It's a good slab of meat. I love good slabs of meat.
Yeah, like a slab.
Yeah.
Speaking of slabs, it is Thanksgiving.
Yuck.
Oh Lord, here you go. Hating stuff that don't need to be hated.
I don't like Thanksgiving.
You don't like the food? You don't like the holiday?
I don't like the holiday is the food. Like that's what the whole basis of the holiday is, food.
And well, the holiday is for family.
Well, I mean, and what are you doing? You're not sitting around. You're eating.
No, not the whole time. But the food is part of the bonding experience, sure.
Is it a part or is it the head of the bonding experience? Because you guys, people can get together any day of the week they want and have this food. But Thanksgiving is primarily about the dressing and the turkey. Like, it's not marketed as family bonding time. It's marketed as get your fucking turkeys and eat the shit.
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, the turkey definitely benefits in sales. But, well, for me and my family, it's more so about, I mean, obviously we're going to cook and eat. But it's more so about being with family.
Totally.
Because we can do that with, I mean, we would do that even if we didn't have the food. But the food is just, oh, my table is falling apart. Let me remove my foot before everything come crashing down. Yeah, Thanksgiving is like, yeah, I don't really think of,
like, nobody's like emphasizing cooking on Christmas. They're emphasizing presents. Like, every holiday has their thing. Halloween is candy, Thanksgiving is food, Christmas is presents. Like,
what, of course, you're with your family. What's your beef with the food?
I don't like it. I ate it every fucking day of every fucking Sunday from 10, like, from 1 year old to like 24. I was eating fucking Thanksgiving food every day. I mean, every Sunday. I'm okay. I'm really good on it. Like, I'm okay. I don't enjoy it. If I, like, no.
Well, do you have any plans besides hating delicious food?
No, I don't know anyone out here.
Well, that sucks.
It does.
Well, my Friendsgiving went well.
Oh, when was that?
It was last Saturday, and only two people showed up, which is fine. Mm-hmm. So I was like, my only two friends here, but I did have other people on the list that I thought were coming. So it's okay though. Just know
you will never be invited over again
anywhere else. You're done.
Yeah.
It's a little hypocritical of me, because I be telling people no, I ain't coming. But the difference is, I don't tell people I'm coming and then I don't come. That's a huge
difference. I hate when I'm throwing something. Well, I haven't lately, but when I would throw something and someone would be like, yeah, I'm coming, then they don't come. It's so fucking easy to tell somebody, no, I'm not coming. Like, I'm not. Yeah. Like, I don't plan on it.
And tell me ahead of time. Don't tell me after I ask.
Right.
Where, like, the fuck are you at?
Like, the day of is not okay. Not even the day before is not okay, because you never know what people have planned and what they're, like, making, and, like, you have to get, like, provisions for everybody and all that shit. So, just, like, yeah, no.
But I'm going home this weekend, which is, I would say, yay, fun, but it's, like, I go home all the time. So, I'm, like, okay, I'm going home. I'm really only going home because, you know, I haven't met my latest nephew, the newest addition to the family. It's really the only reason I'm going. I honestly think he's gonna be like the last child born.
Wow.
Cause I ain't having no kids. Everybody else got their tubes scrambled and tied.
The end of a legacy.
I think that's it. Now it's just, I guess at some point in my life, I'm gonna be a great uncle.
Ew. Oh,
but I got time for that. Them kids ain't having no kids. I hope not.
You never know.
That's pretty much it. I need to pack. Do you pack the day of your trip like me, or are you a planner?
I'm like a day before, because mm-hmm. I need all the shit. Like, I need to have all my shit available. I never know what I want to wear for the day. And then, like, I'm like, oh, fuck, what if I want to wear something that I threw in my, like, fucking bag? So I just, like, I try not to pack to the night before, and then I just call it one. And whatever or I'll take, like, an empty suitcase and just, like, bring, like, my makeup products and stuff like that.
I think I'm going to pack tonight, because I'm not going to have time tomorrow. So I probably am going to have to force myself to pack tonight. But, yeah, I need to do a lot of stuff. It's always something to do. I got to, you know, now that I'm thinking about it. Because I always park my car near the airport. I have to buy my parking spot. I have to cut my hair. I have to do my nails. I have to make it to the gym. Because when I go home, I like to, like, feel like I look different than I looked the last time. So everybody know that I'm, like, not down here, like, dying. So I like to, like, be in shape when I go home. So it's like, okay, he's taking care of himself.
Right. I get that. Stunt on the, well, I guess it's not stunning, it's just wellness check in person.
No, yeah, I just want to make sure that I feel great when I go.
No, I get that. That makes sense.
So let's jump into this because this is just hot off the press. This is something that happened, I guess, last night. August Alsina is allegedly in a relationship with a man. And I say allegedly because, you know, the way it was presented, it seems as if that might be, you know, something he's doing. But I'm also skeptical because I don't trust straight people. So I hope he's not gay baiting. But what do you think about August Alsina coming out the closet at his big ripe old age? I mean, I don't think he's gay. He's probably, he's at least bisexual, I'm sure. But
totally. Or like pan or whatever the fuck.
He didn't mention, he didn't even say this is my boyfriend. No. That's just the assumption that we got from the clip.
And then they dapped up and it was weird. I don't know. I support anybody coming out or discovering their sexuality at any point of time that they see fit for themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Yes, that's it.
First of all, we didn't even light the blunt.
The gays love diving into other people's business, so that's how it works.
Do you have a blunt?
Of course.
Okay.
With a big hole in it, I just noticed.
Oh my God, I tried to roll a blunt yesterday. When I got home, and then the one I had left was stale and brittle, so it broke apart. And so I just waited till I came home from the gym because I had to stop at the
store. Unfund stale blunt companies. Like, I feel like they should have like a technique now that makes it last longer or something. I don't fucking know. I hate, like, in the backwoods lately, they have been, like, all veins because I only smoke fucking leaves. And I was, like, trying to, like, switch it up the other day. I'm like, I'm going to get some game leaves. Hated it. I hate everything but backwoods. So I'm just sticking to backwoods in their veins. You know, I normally love a surface with a lot of veins. But when it comes to my backwoods, remove the veins, please.
I want to light this blunt, too. I was listening to Paul Wall on Poor Minds, and he was telling a story. I don't exactly remember how they got there, but he was saying how his wife has this mentality of, well, they just gonna have to tell me no. And I found that to be so profound because you can apply that to all situations. Mm-hmm. Like what he was saying was, like, you know, you get told no so much growing up. You know, as kids, you're fearless. But, you know, you get older in the world, you hear a bunch of no's, and you're like, I don't even want to do it no more because they're going to tell me no. And he was saying his wife is like, well, they just going to have to tell me no. So I felt that down in my spirit. It sat on down up in there. And I was like, they just going to have to tell me no. And it's funny that it came up like that because I was just complaining to a friend. I was like, people do not interact with me on social media when it comes to my podcast. Mm-hmm. I got to be posting some nut shit or I got to be naked. You know, which is, you know, I grew up on the internet. I know how the game go. That don't really bother me, but, you know, I still would like some support on the podcast. Even though, thank y'all for listening and supporting. Y'all support us. I'm talking to these other bitches.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we'll like to that. I like that.
It kind of relates. No. So they just going to have to tell me no because I'm going to keep.
I love that. We'll talk about that after we light it.
I love posting, and I'm gonna keep.
Where the fuck this hole?
And we gonna keep working on it. And the worst they can say is no. Oh my God, I hate this lighter already. I just bought it, and it's the worst thing I ever purchased in my life.
Oh my God. Oh, I haven't smoked all day. I've been trying to like raise my tolerance, like back again. So I try not to smoke till like 8 or 9 because I know I'm about to go to sleep soon.
I haven't smoked all day either, but I guess that's not really a feat because I was at work.
Yeah.
I love using, I really hope I'm not blowing smoke. Like, I'm trying to focus. I don't know if y'all know this. This is just something for the listeners, a little behind the scenes. If I blow smoke into this microphone, y'all will not be able to hear me. So if at this point I sound a little muffled, it's because some smoke slipped in there, and I apologize. But I don't see any coming out, so I think I'm fine. But yeah.
Yeah, I think it went away. Wow, it's what a good
little blunt I wrote. Okay. Ooh, listen. Did I tell you my weed man got a rewards program?
What?
Yes. He done turned into Walgreens, CVS, and Kroger, child. Okay, so every time I come, he gave me a little card. Every time I come, he gonna stamp the card. Once I get 5 stamps, I get a free 3-5.
That's cool.
And then, if I purchase something on Monday, I think, whatever I purchase on Monday, I'm gonna get a free 3-5 with that. Whatever I purchase on Wednesday, I'm gonna get an extra gram on top of that. And if I refer a friend, I'm gonna get a free 3-5. But they gotta spend some money. Wow,
we love a businessman. That's like,
really good. I feel like this is what dreams are made of, honestly.
Well, that's how my weed shop works.
Well, you have legal weed. This is coming from a drug dealer.
Yeah. Well, touche. Point.
Well, I would hope that, you know, well, Texas is not going to get it together anytime soon because they reelected Governor Hot Wheels. So we're stuck. But I don't think it's going to be legal anytime soon.
That's sad. Reason number 5,629. Well, I'll never move there.
But you said you wanted to talk more about they just have to.
Oh yeah, the power of no. I feel like a lot of times we stop ourselves from doing so much because we're so afraid of rejection and just like it not turning out how we want it to turn out. But sometimes we need it to not turn out how we want it to turn out for it to turn out how it should turn out. So I think like being told no and all that shit, I think it's, there's a lot of power in no. And there's a lot of power in not being afraid of no's and not being afraid of just rejection in general. But people, we're naturally just, we avoid shit that we don't like or we're afraid of. So I think training your mind and training your like natural inclination to be like, yeah, I don't give a fuck about a no, it's pretty hard, but I feel like it's a valuable trait and a valuable skill to have. So good for her, Mrs. Walls.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm okay. I'm generally okay with like rejection in that sense, especially if it's something I care about, like the podcast, for instance. Like, I don't care what nobody tell me. This is the hottest thing since Betty White. And I say that because Betty White was born before sliced bread, okay? This is the best thing on the market. And can't nobody tell me otherwise. So if you tell me though, that's okay, because we just gonna build it up by ourselves any fucking way.
Exactly. I think that's the power in this podcast, though, is that we reach so many different people and we touch so many different people in so many different ways. Like, you never know. Like, there's somebody who's listening to this and they, like, you never know. We talk about a lot of shit on here. And I feel like the audience is always going to be the audience that people will always tune in because they love The Boys Next Door. But it's like, I've just learned to just be appreciative of when I do, like, say I'm like, oh, yeah, I have a podcast or something like that. I really take a lot of joy, and people be like, a podcast? And is it like when they expect it to be like a fucking like weird ass podcast or like something? Like, no, it's official. We're not like hosting on Apple Music. I mean, not Apple Music. What's the Instagram Live or some shit randomly once every 6 weeks. It's just like, it's a real thing. Oh, so yeah. I've just learned to just, when it comes to the podcast, I'm very protective of it. I'm very protective of everything in my life. So it's just this is just how I am. If I care about something, I'm going to look out for it, and I'm going to make sure that the best thing happened for it. So,
did you have any other dreams as a kid that you thought you would be like taking part in by this point?
No, no. My only dream was to be famous, and I didn't want to be a firefighter. I didn't want to be none of that shit. My only dream in life was to live in Vegas and be famous. So I'm halfway there, and the other half is going to come when it comes, eventually.
What is it with kids and firefighters? Because I wanted to be one.
Yeah, I didn't want to be one. It was too much work. Like, I didn't, like, the thought of, like, running to someone else's house and, like, maybe suddenly the house just blows up and I die. Not intriguing for me. The thought of, like, getting dirty and, like, having a fucking, like, I don't know what movie it was, but they were, like, playing with, like, a fire hose and then they started flying around here. I'm like, that does not seem appealing to me. So I was just like, I'll stick to being famous.
I wanted to be a teacher for the longest part of my, like a large stretch of my childhood. I really don't know what happened with that other than the fact that I realized I didn't like kids. But I feel like I don't hate kids so much that I couldn't like instruct them.
I feel like you would be a good teacher. You would be a really good teacher.
Yeah, and I'd be the cool teacher that you can like, you know, cuss in front of.
Wow.
I mean, you can't cuss at me, but if you cussing in a class, I'm not going to be like, go down to the principal's office.
Right. You're just going to have the kid.
Well, it depends on the age, too, though. I don't want 4-year-olds
cussing. Right.
Okay. But if y'all, we in high school, I'm teaching high school. Like, girl, I can't tell y'all, y'all can't cuss.
Yeah, exactly. But also, it's just kind of like, I don't know. In high school, was I cussing? Like, I feel like as I've gotten older, like after 19, I was a sailor. Like after 19, like just watch out, cause I had I had some shit to say. Like just be careful. And so, like I just couldn't imagine. Like I'm like now, there's times where I'm gonna curse in front of my mom, and I use a different word just so she knows that I'm cursing to replace the word. Like I'm just very like cautious about cursing, cause I was racist, like very disrespectful. So I wouldn't even curse in front of my teacher.
I was a sailor in fifth grade. I got all my, maybe like four, I want to say fifth grade. I remember my sister that's like older than me, she gave me permission to cuss in front of her. And so it was just like, oh, it's on and popping now. I'm finna cuss like, I was cussing up a storm. And I now that I think about it, I don't know if I cuss so much.
You don't curse a lot now.
Maybe more like on Twitter, which ripped to my Twitter because I'm never coming back, by the way. Yeah, but my favorite cuss word is fuck, though. Like, it's just such a flavorful word. You can just add it to everything.
It fits in magnificently everywhere.
Like, and it shapeshifts.
Yeah, it does. It has so many different words. I love anything that can shapeshift. Like I like multiple uses for one thing.
Mm. Well, there's a few sexual innuendos right there, but we're growing.
Oh.
And it's Thanksgiving. Yeah. We're gonna keep it holy.
I like when people fuck food. I think it's really hot.
Me too.
I think it's hot.
Like, it's one of my fetishes. I don't even know what it's called, but I've always had that
fetish. I don't know what it's called either. Like, I've always wanted a guy, like, to nut on food and me eat it, or, like, nut in something and me eat it, or drink, or something like that. I always wanted to do that. I always thought that was really hot.
I've done it.
Oh, my God. Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Was it your own nut or somebody else's?
Mine.
Oh, I want to do somebody else's. I don't think I can do my own. I think the thought of it being my own, I would just be like, whatever. I eat my own nut. Like, but the thought of my own nut on food, I'm just like, no.
Yeah, and see, I'm the opposite. The thought of somebody else's nut on food is, I'm about to vomit right now.
Oh, no. Like no, I don't mind. Like,
because I need it to be from, like, I need to see it come from the source. I mean, I guess if he did. Now, I will say, I have seen, and there are women I've heard who, like, live their life like this. I mean, because probably because they're like in the kink community, it's probably something that they just do regularly. Like, they let their husbands or their play partners nut in their smoothies, and like,
wow.
Or like, they freeze the nut. I know I've seen gay videos where, like, they freeze the nut, they repurpose it, they put it in glasses and shit.
Now, that's where I draw the line at, child. That's where, okay, you're weird now, bitch. You might well go, like, that's like not weird. I don't want to say weird. Everybody has their thing.
Well, bitch, because I am into some wild shit, but that
it's extreme. It's extreme. It's a little okay, because like, look, like, so you're like. Like, I just don't understand why you just can't get a new fresh batch. Like, why do you want the frozen popsicle nut in a condom? Like, I've seen it. Like,
for me, I'm a person. I need to see it come from the source. Otherwise, like, it's like I couldn't drink pee out of a cup, but I could drink it straight from a dick. Like, it's just like,
I don't know. Like, every time I've like got peed on or like anything,
it's the every I've time never, for me.
More than one hand.
Okay.
Maybe closer to make three hands. I like it. I really enjoy it. I like the dominating factor of it. This is only 24 minutes in, but I like the dominating factor of someone degrading you to that point, but also the fact of like him knowing like he I don't know what it is.
He's nourishing me right now.
Yeah, it's just like when it comes to sex, I think I get off more on the thought of a nigga like being interested in using me the best of his abilities. Mm-hmm. So like I get turned on like if a guy's like I'm trying to think without saying too much. Like if I'm talking to a guy and he's like, "Oh, I've never done that." I'm like, "Okay, let's do it." Like a lot of guys.
Yeah, I'm definitely like trying to turn niggas out every time.
Oh yeah. Like I feel like, and that's why I like straight guys a lot, because there's so much things they have not ever done, and so like exploring things with them or like telling them like you want to do this, they're usually down to do it too. Like same with gays. Gays don't care either, but it's a lot more challenging for a straight guy, and I like challenges. I don't want easy dick. I want the dick I kind of gotta like put in a little effort for and act like I care about. Like that's my type of dick. Like yeah, like right now at least, because I need to see this closet, champ. No, you don't. Because I'm not really into I don't like easy guys. I want the guy that like I have to like work for.
Going back to the nut on food thing. Mm-hmm. I think you said you like watching guys fuck food. Is that what you said to me?
Watching who?
You like watching guys fuck food?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's how we started this.
Like cakes and like fruit and ice cream.
I saw a pumpkin for Halloween.
Pumpkins.
I don't like the sticking like of those up their butts, but I'll take the fucking of it.
Back in the day, I used to watch this guy on XTube, RIP XTube.
Wow, XTube.
A throwback. Oh my God. My videos went away with the website. I used to go to XTube, like, not regularly, but if there was one scene that I was, like, because, you know, some stuff just stick with you. So if it's in my spank bank and it come to mind, I'm going to XTube. Now I can't, it's hard to find any of the shit I used to find on there. But anyway, it was this dude on there named Memphis.
Yes, with a Z.
And he used to like nut on Oreos or like shish kebabs, and he would eat it. And that I think that's where it started from for me.
For me too. I think he did it for me too.
Mm. Yeah. Also, there's this straight porn star. I don't remember his name, but he was one of my favorite straight porn stars back in the day. He had a scene where he had like, he was just basically having like a solo scene with ice cream, and it was the messiest, most beautiful thing
ever. I like sloppy.
I've also seen videos of guys nutting in smoothies and drinking it, which is, I might start doing protein. That I'll report back.
Like that's extra protein,
literally. You said like, you literally. Like guys that do what?
I don't remember anymore. I think I was about to say I don't know, but I like it sloppy.
Sloppy is definitely. Do you like spit?
Mm-hmm, I love spit. I love.
I mean, like, do you really like spit though? Like,
usually
because you do a whole spit play session.
Usually, when I'm linking with a guy, the first thing I do is get on my knees and tell him spit in my face. So that's usually how I start most of my hookups. Like, just spit in my face. And then I tell them either spit in my mouth next, but I usually like it on my face because it's kind of an aha moment for them. Like, oh, I have a real slut. And so like they see their spit on your face and their dick automatically jumps. I don't know what it is about seeing a nigga seeing his spit on your face that makes his fucking dick jump. But it does it every fucking time. That's like my go-to trick. Especially like if I'm on my knees, listen. Like I prefer sucking on my knees anyway. I'm not a fucking lean. I don't do car head. I don't do none of that shit. Even though I like eating ass in the car and I like making the car super steamy. That's my kink. I love a steamy situation. But like when I'm on my knees and I start sucking, usually what I'll tell a guy like while I'm holding, like, well, I'm holding his dick like this, and I'm looking up, because usually all the guys I fuck with are taller than me anyway, so it's automatically hotter. So I'm like looking up, and I'll be like, spit in my face. And they're like, huh? I'm like, spit in my face right now. And then they spit in it, and then I take their dick, and I just rub it all over, like, my face. Like, so my face is
covered in their spit. These are sex tips, guys. Take notes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they love the friction. They love the feel of, like, the sloppiness and shit like that. But also what I do, like, while I'm doing it, I spit on the tip, and I keep spitting on the tip. And I just keep, and like, I let the spit build, like, where the head of the dick is. And so it's just nothing but spit right there. And I'm just stroking your dick super hard. And so that is a lush tip for how to fucking, like, oh, if you want to make a nigga fucking moan, fucking, I fill that cup up. Like, make a cup around that dick with the head, like, kind of exposed enough. Just keep filling it up. And then they, oh, when I say that nigga's going to start moaning.
But there are some guys that don't like it sloppy.
Yeah, and I tell them I don't want to link with them. I don't know. I like afterwards if a guy's like, look at your shirt. And my shirt, like, I usually wear hoodies or something like that when I'm fucking sucking dick. And so it's just drenched. They love that shit. It's guys definitely love theatrics.
A fantasy of mine to, like, be slutted out in that way. I don't really I don't really suck dick like that.
You do now. You're a pro now.
No, I'm not. What was I about to say? Oh, but also I got bad knees. So I'm gonna be on my knees. Like, I like being on my knees because it just, you know, it's part of that degradation thing. But I'm gonna need like some knee pads or like
you won't.
A yoga mat, some carpet.
Let me teach you a trick.
A pillow.
Let me teach you a trick. Okay, so while you're on your knees, put your knees together, and then sit back. So you're sitting on your actual like your heel part of your feet, and not so much on your knees. Cause usually when I'm sucking dick, I usually suck dick I'm not a carpet person. I don't like carpet. So it's usually like concrete, garages, outside, like wood floors. I suck dick in my living room, and I was like, this does not feel the same. Like, I don't feel as terrible sucking dick. Like, it's, I don't like it. So I prefer like outside or like somewhere where it's just like I can feel the grit. Like, I love the hair. I love feeling the air while I'm sucking dick. So yeah, lean back on your feet.
So you would enjoy cruising. What I'm gonna say about that is it still hurts your knees after a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have bony knees?
Huh?
You have bony knees?
I don't know. I do remember when I was younger, I used to always play with my toys on the floor on my knees, and my mom would always tell me, get off your knees. You're going to have bad knees when you get older.
Yeah.
And when you were a kid, you're like, I'm like, girl, I am literally, let me mind my business, please. But okay, I should not have ignored that because I do not like being crouched down for too long. I can't do it.
I think because, like, in my childhood, weird random fact, I don't think I ever mentioned on the podcast, but I have an older sister who's like half sister. She's not my full sister, like whatever. But like at her house when we would play, I would always like jump off the porch onto the rocks with my knees. So I always had like busted open knees. My knees always scraped up. So I think now they're just really titanium. And I've been practicing how to ride dick too. I want to be prepared.
Now, riding is something that I don't like because I don't knees, one, and two. I just don't think it's enjoyable.
Okay, so I think guys like the visual of you riding more so than the actual riderization of it all. Like half the time, now I'm little booty committee, so I have to try new tricks. Like, I have to do new things now. Like riding dick just may be my thing now. Because I, like, before I could just throw it back and it does the work for me, now I can't throw it back as well.
There's this one guy on Twitter. I think his name is, like, Demon Hole or something.
Mm-hmm.
He be riding him up there.
I don't know. It's something too committed about riding dick that just throws me off. Like, it's just like, oh my God, how do I know when to stop?
And how do I, and also I feel like and probably due to user error, I'm not really feeling the full dick in me the way I'm gonna feel it if I was like throwing it back in doggy, or if he was like, you know, had me pent up with my legs.
I really want to get slutted this week. I need to get slutted so bad. Like, there is no reason I should not get slutted. That's my mission for today. I'll report back next week.
Are you really going to do it, though? Or are you going to just tap out?
What you say?
Yeah, you're probably not going to do it. Which I don't understand.
I feel like now people are starting to doubt me. Okay, so this is the thing people have to realize. Like, take into consideration. Like, I just got out of a situation for 5 years. Like, I was legit, like, fucking the same person every fucking day. Like, not every fucking day at all. Like, ew. But it's like my, like, right now my mind is just so, like, want something new and fresh. And just, like, I want to have fun. And I'm only focused on fun. But I also want to be valued at the same time. So, like, I want you to value, like, how slutty I am. But I also want you to value how smart I am. And so, it's just, like, until I meet that place with a guy where, oh god, yeah, whatever, like I know, stop.
Well, here's the
Tara
thing.
You're a dumb bitch.
The thing about being a slut is, like, if you're in that role, nobody gives a fuck if you're smart or not. You're a slut right now.
No, but I want to be valued. Like, I like
sluts are not supposed to be valued. That's literally the purpose of a slut.
You can be a slutty ass valued person. Like, trust
me. If y'all are already, like, in a situation where y'all actually care about each other, but if you want to get slutted out, you, like, if he don't care about you for real, it really don't matter because you're trying to get slutted out. Well, that's just.
Well, okay, let's be frank. This happens every day. Like, not every day. With straight niggas. Like, this is not a thing. Like, getting slutted like that. Like, I want to get slutted in a way where I trust somebody with my body enough to fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
Type of slut. Like, every, like, no. Like, I read a story the other day about,
for sure.
Like I read the story the other day about the girl losing her virginity and all this shit like that, and then she caught HIV, and I'm just like,
Tragic.
Like, tragic. And so that automatically
and herpes. My thinking.
Yes. Oh my god. And the guy, like, I'm just looking like, you know, you're trusting somebody with so much of you. Like, so much of you. Like, your body is just, like, so much of who you are as a person. Like, and I just can't, like, and I know I say this all the time. This is why I get the soft girl allegations. But I'm not a soft girl. I really am about that life. I wish I could tell you guys real stories, but I can't like that without divulging too much information. But I be out here doing shit. It's just, like, I want to trust somebody enough to actually, that I will actually let them fuck me. I know I trust a couple people that I will let fuck me. It just, the situation hasn't been right to actually let it happen. Or it might have, and I might have fought it off. I don't know. I'm not good at those type of situations. I'm a shy girl. Like, I'm not sitting at the edge of the bed, but I need you to make the move first.
That's why this show is called Boys Next Door. Because I feel like I'm the same way. Like, I'm like the unsuspecting slut next door. Like,
yes!
Really. Is that the title of this episode? That had a ring to it.
Dive into it. Dive into it. Like, you will not know I'm that slut until you put me in that position to be that slut.
Or okay. Until you press play on this podcast. Because the secret's out for anybody who listens.
Yeah, like, 100%. Like, I feel like, I feel like guys are afraid of me. And I never know if that intimidation is them not being interested in me sexually, or them not being interested, like, or them being scared. Like, I'm not sure. Like, so I never try to overstep. Like, why don't you make the first move? Like, if you give me the okay, it's a wrap. Niggas don't be giving the okays though.
Yeah, because I think everybody's waiting on the okay. And my thing is like. Okay, so I'm two types of ways. My main way is, like, you know, just like submissive for real. Like, you come to me,
yeah. Yes.
You know, you approach me, you make the first move, et cetera, et cetera. Like, that's my default.
Yeah.
But if I know that a guy is weak in the knees for me, and I know that he is kind of like a simp for me, and I know that he would lick the dirt off the bottom of my shoe if I asked him to.
That's hot.
I kind of like being like the more, I don't want to say aggressor, because I don't think I'm ever aggressive. Although sometimes I could be a little aggressive when I'm bottoming. But I like to take more control of the situation, because it's like, it's that power thing. I don't know. It's fucking sick. But I kind of like when guys are like,
thirsty?
Not thirsty, because it's some thirsty people. I ain't gonna say too much. Ooh. But I'm being bothered.
That's why we be getting blocked.
But I ain't gonna say nothing today. But okay.
It's Thanksgiving week. It's Thanksgiving week. We
playing. Like when guys are a little scared of me.
Afraid of me. I don't like it, because I'm not okay. So this is how I operate with guys. If I feel like I haven't been around like a guy like in like years. So I'm like reintroducing myself to how I even like interact with them, which is a whole different fucking conversation. But it's like, I need to know that you want to fuck the fucking life out of my, like out of my throat, out of me, I need to know that you want to kill me with your dick. Like once I know that, and I know you're like, you're just waiting for the chance, I'll make the move. Because, Lord, like, what if I had Chipotle or something like that? I don't, like, no. Like, that's tragedy. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Like, someone,
The thing for me is, like, I go from being, like, sitting on the edge of the bed to, like, straight up, like, you want to fuck me? Like, I just, like, I don't even try to be sexy with it. I just be trying to be, like, matter of fact, like you want to fuck? Because we can. Like, that's not very sexy, but, like,
I should try that. Like, I literally and I'm more
just come out and say it, like, you trying to fuck or what?
And I'm more of a like, I give you the energy and I know you feel it, because every guy I've ever like been close with or like vicinity wise or like anything like that, sex demon energy radiates off of me a lot, and I like to lead it in that way. But then I give you the energy. Why don't you just take it? Like, why don't you take that energy and try to be like, what happens? Like, I know I was out of the game for like 4 years, but what, like 5 years, sorry. I was out of the game for 5 years, but it's like, did niggas stop like trying to like prove you wrong? Like back in the day, they'll be like, you ain't no slut. And then you'll be like, or you ain't no freak or whatever it is. You say freak back then. Slut wasn't hot back when I was single. But
I think like, slut was way worse of a word back then. Like, it was like, you just call me a slut?
Yes. And so slut, like, well, freak slut became walks. Slut. And then so like back in the day, like niggas would be like, you ain't no freak. And you'll be like, yes, I am. And then they'll put you in a position to try to prove them wrong, or prove to them that you a slut. Nowadays, like a nigga, like you be like, you a slut, and niggas be like, okay, how slutty? And I'm like, no, test me, like choke me, like spit in my face, and like, cause you know, like I'll never forget, I linked with a guy before, and he talked all this shit, but he was like a bottom verse, like a verse bottom, whatever, I don't know, verse bottom.
They're the
like,
worst.
But, oh, and so we linked, and he talked all this fucking shit, and when he first got in the car, I was like, so what you on? Like, I don't know what it was that made me, like, super, like, this is a hookup only type of situation. But anyway. And the first thing I did, he was talking and I spit in his face in the middle of him talking. And it was just dripping from his face and his dick got rock fucking hard. He was like, I just want to fuck the shit out of you right now. And I was just like, you know I don't fuck. Wow. But I sucked his dick and he sucked mine. It was amazing. But it's just like, yeah, I don't, like, always want to, like... Like, just, you know I'm a slut. Just take advantage of it. How many sluts do you meet in your life of this magnitude? Okay, let's clarify. Right. You probably meet a lot of sluts. Like there's different levels of sluts.
I do like to, like, surprise people with the slut, though. I,
surprised.
I guess, like, if you already know me, you know that I'm about all types of that life. But it is better when you, sometimes when you are not suspecting somebody to, like, do you a certain way. Like, I think I told the story on the podcast before. Like, the last time I had sex, which was, I don't know, I think it was probably like June or July at this point. Lord help me, Jesus. Like, I was not expecting him to, like, take me down the way that he did. And so sometimes I think that that mystery and that little, like, that the shock and the surprise makes it even better, because you just, like, sometimes you can hype up somebody, like, somebody, well, people can hype up their sexual capabilities, and then you get with them and it's like, wah wah, this dick was whack.
No, I get that. I don't know. I don't have too many sex partners per se. Like, when it comes to head, my list is, like, extensive. But when it comes to, like, actual partners, it's, like, I think maybe seven, maybe six.
Is it bad that I want, like, because I haven't reached 10 yet. But, like, I just feel like that's so childish. I'm almost 30. I feel like I need, like, not need, but I kind of want to get, like, 50 bodies. At least.
That's awesome. I feel like if you're safe with fun. It, well, I feel like you're well, we know Cum Dump Junior. Like, I feel like as long as you're safe with it, okay. Like, oh my god, like I'm told, like, I am all for sexual freedom and all that shit. I want everybody to get fucked to death. I want to get fucked to death. But I feel like for me, like, you know, we talked about it before on the podcast. I'm like, I like the nigga who's like, I like exclusive pussy. Like, that's the nigga that is going, I know, that's the nigga that's going to get the pussy. The one who likes exclusive pussy. Like, the nigga that's fucking, like, everybody, everything. You, like, no matter how bad you want it and how bad I want you, we will never be able to link and do anything. Ever, 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 ever. But the nigga who's like, I'm real picky about the pussy I get. The nigga that's like, I got all these bitches after me, but I'm not really concerned. All that shit, that is the nigga that gets this goodie box.
That's hot. And don't get it twisted, y'all. I don't want y'all to think, like, I'm just down for
that
whatever.
That you're a slut. That you're a real slut.
I'm not a real slut. I'm not a real slut.
You're not a, like, real slut. You're a slut asterisk.
But, I
you're a Tuzla. What was that? It was something like, I saw something on Facebook. It was like, I want a it was like slut backwards, but it was like Tulsa.
Is sick. People are sick. Why would y'all say that?
Yeah, so I'm a Tulsa. I'm not a slut. I'm a Tulsa.
But I do like a nigga to be slutted out when he come to me. I don't give a fuck if you got 300 bodies. I'm like, 301 incoming.
Have you ever met somebody and you know they're a slut, so you know the dick's gonna be good?
Yeah. Yeah, most of the niggas I fuck.
I don't know. Like,
I just be thinking, like, I know y'all getting ran through or running through, and for some reason, that's a turn on. That's some sick shit. I don't know what that is, but I am turned on by whores. Like, not like, well, yeah, I don't care if you're a whore. I wouldn't care if you were a prostitute. And
I really, after my last situation, I want somebody who actually knows how to fuck good.
Shade, honey. Is that shade, Phaedra?
Shade. Because it's like the dick was good, but it was, like, good in a way of, I really just enjoy being intimate with you. Not like, woo, I'm about to write home. Like, I would always enjoy having sex, but it was always like, I felt like there was more that could be unlocked, and it wasn't unlocked. So I'm just like, I've been, like, locked up in an ivory tower, and I'm just like, I'm ready to let my hair down.
Rapunzel, let down your hole.
Oh, yes, like, come on in. Like, I'm ready for it. I'm ready. Like, I feel like after last 3 weeks of aha moments, I think I'm ready to fuck. And it came how I thought it was going to come.
She lying, y'all, by the way.
I'm really not. I'm really not. And I've told multiple people this. I really want to fuck.
Okay.
I can't speak too much. I really want to fuck, but it's just like I'm in my head all the time about it. Like I don't I never want to mess up things. Oh God. Like no. No. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
All the time, sister, you need to fucking relax. It's easier said than done. Trust me, I know. But you need to fucking do it.
Everybody said, like you and Tara both have said, like, just fuck it. Just fuck. Just go ahead. I'm just like, I really wish I could. Like, it's not that easy for me. Like now, like, I keep saying, like, I have this new body. I'm ready to fucking test it out. But I'm also just like, at the same time, like, I don't want the first time I get fucked with this new body. And I've gotten 2 messages this week asking if I went and got lipo. And I did not get lipo. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's a compliment. I love anytime somebody says anything on me looks like I had plastic surgery. It's a compliment. Like, I love it. I love it. I'll never be mad about it. But no, I did not have any surgeries done, bitch, at all. That'll probably be easier. But yeah, I want this. Like, I want the first time I fuck with this new body. I want it to be like I want him to fucking like destroy me. I want it to be the memory of the first time I fucked in a year. In 7 months, I got fucking destroyed. At that point, like, the first guy I fuck with, if he tell me push my hole out, I definitely will. I'm totally down to get pummeled.
That's all fine and dandy, but I think, first of all, you're gonna get that at some point anyway. So you might as well, I'm not saying, you know.
Not get it over with.
That's low-key what I'm saying. Like, you need to get that boochie wet first, and then you can go get it drowned. You know what I'm saying? You got to dip your you got to dip the lips in the water. You can't just go. I mean, not that you can't, but, like, you need to, you know, spin the block. You probably forgot. It's not like riding a bike. People will lie to you because.
No, I'm a slut. I know what I'm doing.
I think I told y'all before, riding a bike is not fucking easy. I don't know where the fuck. And you said
I never learned. I never learned. I gave up. I was like, you know what? 2 years of trying, it's not for me. It's okay. But
sometimes, like, if I go too long without having sex, I'd be a little rusty in the first few minutes.
I'm okay.
It'll come back at some point, but it'll just be like, ooh, girl, I forgot how this felt. That's why I use my toys often. I got to keep my hole. I got to keep that muscle. God,
here we go.
Ready to go.
Toy Story Chapter 3, baby. I just like, there's, and the thing about being out here is, the type of guys I like out here are the guys that you like that are like the type I like the guys out here that are not gay, because all the gay guys out here are just so fucking corny. They don't do it
but
for
you
me.
Have
they're
that
so...
perception of gay men regardless. You would probably
I met a lot. Well, that may be true. I may agree with you a little bit. I think gay guys are naturally corny as fuck. And I think I scare most gay guys. I have had a lot of, like, lately, a lot of, like, femme queens, like try to holler at me. And I'm just like, this is so weird, but I'm entertaining it. Hello? And that is, like, the weirdest thing. But it's just, like, the gays out here, they can't dress. They're scary. They're weird. And it's just like, ugh. And I'm just like, look. You know, this is not, like, I don't want to say that, but
you know, nigga, this is not, this might be what you want, but you know, this ain't what I want.
Yes. And they will persistently be like, hey, and I'm like, you know, no, like,
back
no,
up,
like,
brother.
Leave me the,
take
yes,
a hint.
Yes.
What's not clicking?
Yes. And so it's like, they can't dress. They're weird. And I'm just like, there's nothing I can remotely do with y'all. Like I would not let y'all fuck me on my deathbed to save me. Like it never happened. And so it's like, they know it'll never happen and they'll still try. And it's like, you know better. You fucking know. You know if you should be trying to fuck somebody or not. You know these things. You know if you have an opportunity with this person.
Well, people don't know, because some people, I don't know, these girls might have Asperger's or something, because they don't know how to take social cues. Like, girl, you should not. Where's the dignity? Like, I've curved you mad times, and you are. It's not at this point. It's not persistent. It's harassment. This is sexual harassment. I'm calling the police on you. Like, you're going to jail.
You're going to jail. Like, no, for real, though. And it's just like, I don't want that. Like, no. I like the guys that are in the cut, away, like, in, like just minding their fucking business, minding a man's business, okay? I want the guy who's at work. He goes out with his friends, does his friends thing.
Masculine man.
Yes. Like, I like masculine guys. And all the fucking guys in Vegas fucking want you. Like they're like, there's a lot of masculine ones. Like, I won't get you wrong. Like, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of masculine guys out here.
Just say it. You don't want no sissies and fairies.
Everybody know that by now. I feel like by now that has been gathered. Like I like even if you're gay, I like the gay-gays that are, like, the chill gay-gays. Like, I like, I'm not, no. Like, I need you to have a type of bossitude to you. Like, what is your boss level? Like, forget the big dick energy. I need the bosses. Like, where are the fucking shooters at? Like, they're, like, it's a fucking, like, it's a drought. Like, they're not out here. They're not shooting. They're not bossing. They want to, like, they, like...
What are they shooting? I don't even know what this young people slang is. You sound like Nicki Minaj in 2015. What are you talking about? What shooters?
Oh, my God. I need the shooters. I need the guys who are just like, they want you. They come after you. They're not afraid of you. I want the shooters. Bring your best to the fucking free throw line and let it roll, baby. Like, shoot, shoot. Like, I need the shooters. And niggas out here aren't shooters. They may nut and shoot. But they not gonna shoot that shot, baby.
I say I love me a shooter, but you know what? I just love shooters. I'm a shooter. Even when it ain't nothing in there, it's gonna go somewhere.
I don't know if any guy's a shooter, because usually if he's nutting, it's in my mouth.
Oh, okay. So you
I don't know.
You are essentially Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. I literally through my years of life have killed enough babies to probably start at least 7 villages.
One of my favorite cupcake bars is what she said? I sucked this nigga so good. I ain't swallowed one kid. I think I swallowed twins.
Hunt me. Okay, period. Hunt me.
That's my bitch. That's
Daddy better make me choke.
Stop playing with her. But anyway. Oh, you know what we could talk about briefly? Well, let's talk about, you know, y'all know we don't really do hot topics, but we can do more, I guess. But I stumbled across this. I didn't know this was going on until my friend called me and was like,
here we go. 130
Lotto songs just leaked, and she's talking about Kenneth and Nikki, and she was singing Blick Blick, and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. First of all, somebody did her dirty. I like Lotto, you know, I think the whole thing with her and Nicki Minaj is corny, but I would not wish that on an artist for like 130 songs to be leaked. That's insane.
That's a lot. I feel like that was very targeted. Like, that kind of shit just doesn't happen. It just doesn't. It never happens. It never happens.
What are you trying to
like,
say?
So I think it's the fact that it did happen is just kind of weird. The timing of it is weird.
What are you insinuating?
I'm not insinuating anything. I'm just saying, I think the leaking of her tracks and the one, and it just so happened, like, the one everybody's pointing out most is the Blick Blick song. I just think it's all just very, very fucking weird.
Are you insinuating that my sister has something to do with this?
How do you think this happened? Just out of curiosity for your own stuff.
Obviously, somebody in her camp was irresponsible, or they did this to her. Somebody who records music with you has to have access to your music if you allow them to have access. Lotto couldn't even get Nicki on a song. She has nothing to do. Like, it's just wild to me that everybody was like, it was Nicki and the Barbs. I said, now why am I in it? They were saying it's the Barbs, but because the Barbs were posting it more, but it's like, of course they posted it more. They don't like the girl. Like, it would have been, if it was anybody else, they would have did the same thing.
Yeah, I totally agree. I just think the timing is just really weird. Very weird timing.
I also found it weird how, you know, she went on this whole Twitter tirade talking about some, you're married to a rapist. And she is clipping one of her songs of her bigging up Nicki and Kenneth. And it's like, girl, you're fucking weird. That's dud behavior. Super freaky grandma doesn't have all this power, but as soon as your songs get leaked, it's Nicki Minaj's fault. The girl don't even know how to work Instagram Live. Now, I'm not saying it's totally implausible for her to have made a call. Because okay. It's not the worst.
Okay.
It's not, yeah. It's not, anything's possible. Do I think she would do something like that? No, because she could have did it to mad girls before Lotto. Why would she pick this one girl? The blick thing is literally because Lotto recorded that whole song beginning to end first, and they gave it to Koi.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably why they focusing on blick, not because Nicki's on it.
Yeah, totally. I don't know. You never know. I feel like the music industry moves in very mysterious ways, and everything usually comes to light in its own time. Don't we love pageant answers? We love pageant answers.
It's very hard doing this show with somebody who's a Nicki hater. It's very hard.
And that's the thing that I literally want to beat the allegations of. I don't hate Nicki at all. I think her antics are a little tired. I don't think as a queen you should ever behave the way she does. But she does, and that's just her. And that's just her nature. Very volatile at times.
You also have very to factor in the fact that she's a Sagittarius.
Okay. Yeah, and that says a lot. Vindictive, very angry, very.
Wow. Okay, this wasn't a roasting session, but wow.
I mean, it's the truth. I'm a Sag, so I know.
Are there any songs you've been listening to lately?
Oh, Stone Cold by Mariah the Scientist and Destiny Dior, I think.
This is the second time. Maybe you said it prior to now, but I've heard about that song.
It's so good. It's such a hot fucking song. Like, every time I hear it, I love songs that make me feel like I'm somewhere. And, like, I always do these videos on Instagram, like, on my story. And it's just like, I understand what Britney Spears be talking about when she's like, sometimes I just get on, like, only time I really feel happy is when I'm dancing. And she's like spinning around in circles. I'm like, I totally understand you now. Like, I totally get it. Like, I feel really good when I'm like smoking, making my videos, just dancing and doing stuff. But yeah, that song is really awesome. And it's one of the songs that I've like had on replay literally all fucking week. How many plays do I have?
I love one song that I am really obsessed with is Shirt by SZA.
Oh, I like the ending.
That song is just, it's just a gorgeous song.
Gorgeous.
I like the beat. The beat was hot. What should I say? Yeah. I thought it was fun. I like the beat.
Yeah. I like the beat.
Also, Stereo Driver by this guy, oh my God, that song makes me think of Prince. Like, it gives me like Prince vibes. I'm your stereo driver. I'm finna find an artist so y'all can go look it up. It's one of those songs you like
drive,
you know, take a bath with, you know, a long shower, drive down the freeway at 90 miles per hour on a warm summer day with the windows down a little bit, hair blowing in the wind.
Oh, that made me miss Lakeshore Drive.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm envisioning when I'm describing that. Even though,
I love that.
Let's talk about how Lakeshore Drive, the speed limit needs to be raised. Like, they need to be for real. The speed limit on Lakeshore Drive is like 45 all the way down. Like, who the fuck is doing 45 on the freeway, bitch?
I haven't been on Lakeshore Drive in so long. I was planning on going home, and I got overwhelmed by the thought of like having to like see people, and I was like, I'll probably never go back home. I never want to go have to visit people and people ask me how I'm doing and all that shit. Like, leave me alone. I'm stressed, okay? I'm an adult. Stress the fuck out. That's what you need to know.
So after I just avoid it right now. I've been missing that for a while. I kind of, like, look forward to it. Like, oh, yeah. But the song is called Stereo Driver by, his name is Q, the letter Q. Okay. I don't know how well that's working for him marketing wise, you know, how easy it is to find him. But if you just type in Stereo Driver, I'm sure it'll come up.
The Boys Next Door marketing coming soon.
Yeah, I don't know. But thank you guys for listening to this episode. Congratulations on getting it early now, as at, you know, with some rises are falls. Now you got this episode early. The other one is going to be late. Well, it's not gonna, be on time. It's just gonna be, you have to wait nine days instead of seven. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but thank you guys for listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving and all that shit. Yeah, eat some turkey and all that for me. Yum. Mm-hmm.
And
stay away from those pussies.
I feel like I want to say something profound here, but I have nothing. Absolutely nothing. You guys have a great weekend and stay safe.
We love you. See you next week.